Now, the return of wild wolves to Ireland was suggested by the Green Party recently as a way to help rewild the countryside. Its leader, Eamon Ryan, said the wolves would bring back a sense of wilderness and help develop more resilient woodlands. But within hours, the Heritage Minister poured cold water on the plan, saying it would undermine existing conservation programmes. It's been well over 200 years since the large predator roamed Ireland, and Tommy Mescal has been finding out if the Greens' plan is workable or a disaster in the making.
1786 is supposedly the last time a wolf roamed Ireland. Its final moments were spent around Mount Leinster, where it's thought it was hunted down by a pack of hounds, its death marking the end of the wild wolf era in Ireland. 233 years later, one political party is calling for their resurrection.
Would we bring back wolves in our country? And I think yes.
Harnessing the element of surprise enough to make the wild wolf proud, the Green Party's Eamon Ryan created quite a stir with his proposal, but it's one he hopes is taken seriously.
That level of rewilding, that level of putting nature first is where we think this country needs to go, and where we think Irish people are ready to go.
There's the River Liffey down here in the valley.
The proposed reintroduction of wild wolves has sent shockwaves far beyond Leinster House. John Murphy is a sheep farmer in the Wicklow Mountains.
I keep around 500 yards. Oh, I think it's madness. The wolves, they're okay, they're nice little animals and all to look at, but when they get hungry, they'll absolutely eat everything.
Have you ever had to deal with an attack?
Oh, we did, yeah. Oh, there's attacks fairly regularly now.
What's it like when you wake up in the morning and you see?
Devastation. Sheep pulled to bits, pregnant yours, and the lambs, the yaw dead, and the lamb pulled out from her stomach with dogs. And so horrific, horrific injuries.
And who were the main culprits?
Generally stray dogs.
The Green Party, however, are not alone in their theory that reintroducing the wild wolf is a proposal worthy of serious consideration.
Pádraic Fogarty, I'm the campaign officer with the Irish Wildlife Trust. If we want to have a healthy, large area of native woodland, we have to start talking about bringing back wolves. And not only wolves, we have to remember we've driven over 100 different types of plants and animals to extinction in Ireland. And so we really are talking about putting all these pieces back together again.
You think of foxes. And there was a time when you really only found foxes in the countryside. But now you'll find them here in the city because the food is there.
Yes, that is definitely a possibility. I don't think that would necessarily be a worry for me. I think wolves are not dangerous to people. I think the evidence there from Europe for the last 100 years shows that. I wouldn't have any problem with living in a neighbourhood where wolves were wandering around. I don't see them as being a threat. I think it's quite an exciting idea, to be honest.
It's not just sheep farmers who are worried about this idea. At Ennismartin, County Clare, there's bemusement coupled with strong opposition.
There's enough wild animals around without any wolves.
The idea is you need to rewild Ireland.
We do. It's wild enough.
Why? We no seriousness. Why wouldn't it work?
No.
Why though? Why?
What do you want him for? God's sake, call me. There's enough of wildlife around. We'd foxes and badgers.
Is it the idea that they'd harm others?
Yes, of course.
Well, you wouldn't convince farmers too easily. Why is it so necessary? I know that you want to talk.
They say there's too much deer.
Yeah, but they have to go at large in the event of too much deer. They have to be. You can't confine the wolves at that stage.
Back in Dublin, we meet Eamon Ryan. It's a month after he first unveiled this plan.
Why did I bring it up at when we were launching a forestry motion a few weeks ago? Well, it's connected. We need to increase the amount of forestry in the country to store carbon, and also we need to do it in a way that restores nature. And this is going to take time. Like, none of this is going to happen today or tomorrow. You have to think long term about what we're doing.
Just with regard to reducing the deer population, is there a more humane way of doing that? For example, have you seen a wolf kill a deer?
Oh no, listen, nature and tooth and claws is... But it isn't just that they reduce the population, they also change behaviour.
It is a rather ruthless thing though, and it's farmers that would have to deal with the consequences the next morning, for example, if a wolf were to attack a sheep herd.
Well, we'd have to manage that and avoid that as as best we can. And it is possible looking at other countries.
How do you manage it? Because in order to reduce the deer population, they would have to be allowed roam free. Is that not true?
Yeah, but they monitor different wolves and see what they are predating on. And if it is a case that you have a pack which is, as I said, attacking farm livestock, then they manage that. They have mechanisms, including taking those wolves out.
I think the issue here would be, I mean, how habituated to humans would they become?
Kieran Hickey is Senior Lecturer in Physical Geography at University College Cork. When it comes to wild wolves, he's literally written the book. It's called Wolves in Ireland.
It's not like we're in a Yellowstone Park scenario where we have a vast area with very, very few humans. And so there is a potential there, I think, for a conflict to emerge, especially if they appear to be becoming fearless of humans, which would be pretty disastrous in terms of trying to maintain a viable wolf population if that were the case of being reintroduced. At the moment, certainly, we're not in a position to bring back wolves into Ireland. There are so many issues to be overcome, so many problems to be faced, so much work to be done in advance now. So realistically, going forward, at least for the foreseeable future, I think it's a bad idea to reintroduce wolves back into Ireland.
That's Dr. Kieran Hickey of UCC, ending that report by Tommy Meskell. It's 7:30 now on Morning Ireland.